moving for a gas tax freeze. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden will ask Congress this afternoon to pause the federal tax on gasoline for the next 3 months. It's 18 cents a gallon for gas, 24 cents for diesel. Proceeds from the gas tax pay for road projects around the country. The president asked about that yesterday.
We have a giant infrastructure bill we passed. Giant. $1.2 trillion.
It would be worth it for you to.
It's not like, you know, it's not like before. Look, it will have some impact, but it's not going to have an impact on major road construction and major repairs.
President will also urge the states to lower or freeze their state gas taxes. The administration also planning to issue a rule to limit the amount of nicotine in cigarettes sold in the U.S. to minimal or non-addictive levels. It could take the FDA a year to write that rule. Bipartisan gun legislation has passed its first test vote in the Senate, with more than enough votes to start debate on it tomorrow.
It's enhancing background checks for young gun buyers and boosting funding for state mental health programs and school safety.
Most importantly, it has the real potential to become a law and to create real changes in communities across this country.
Texas Republican John Cornyn led his party's negotiation team. Lawmakers finalized language concerning state-enacted red flag laws and firearm restrictions for cases of domestic abuse. President Biden has indicated his support on what would be the first major firearms law passed by Congress in decades.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, told state lawmakers yesterday the police response to the shootings in the school in Uvalde was an abject failure. But the mayor of Uvalde says Director Stephen McCraw is just trying to protect state law enforcement agents. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Businesswoman Katie Britt, who recently gained the former president's support, winning the GOP nomination for the Senate in Alabama yesterday.
We want new blood. We want fresh blood. We want someone who will fight for our Christian conservative values.
She beats Congressman Mo Brooks, who called himself the MAGA candidate. Even after Mr. Trump pulled his endorsement of Brooks last summer, he was less than gracious in defeat.
Congratulations to the Democrats. They now have two nominees in the general election, Will Boyd and my opponent, who they endorsed.
The Trump endorsement wasn't enough for Vernon Jones in Georgia's 10th congressional district. He loses the nomination to business owner Mike Collins, who was endorsed by Governor Brian Kemp. The House January 6th committee yesterday heard from state elections officials from both Georgia and Arizona, who said they felt pressured by the former president to overturn the results. With many economists warning a recession is imminent, the Federal Reserve Board chair to testify to two congressional committees this week.
The central bank will be in focus for the next 2 days as its chairman Jerome Powell gives his semi-annual testimony on monetary policy. On Wednesday, he'll be grilled by the Senate Banking Committee, then the House Financial Services Committee on Thursday. Lawmakers are expected to be tougher than usual as the central bank deals with chronically hot inflation, plunging financial markets, and the growing threat of a recession. The Fed recently raised its benchmark interest rate by 0.75 percentage point for the first time since 1994 in its quest to tame inflation. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Wall Street up sharply yesterday, each of the three major indices gaining more than 2%, but early morning Dow futures are trading nearly 460 points lower. Strong earthquake has shattered buildings in eastern Afghanistan. At least 255 people are dead. Hundreds more are either injured, or feared trapped in the rubble. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.